Good morning, Dr. Kelly.
Good morning.
All right. Apparently, folks have been, we just heard a song about complaining, and some folks have been complaining about some aches and pains, huh?
Yeah, so I just noticed this week, you know, we had beautiful weather last weekend, and the home show was last weekend, so lots of people were walking around there, had a lot of people outside raking, you know, high school sports are in full swing, people are getting ready for some of the younger kids' sports with softball and baseball, and I've just been hearing more talk about being sore. I think a lot of us weren't as, even though the weather was better, so some people were more active this winter, we didn't have our usual forced shoveling that we've had in winters past. And so I've noticed that people were maybe not moving as much this winter, and so people are getting really sore as they're starting these springtime activities.
Yeah, I can relate to that a little bit. I've been out in the yard quite a bit here so far, and I've noticed a few aches and pains, but I think I stayed in better shape through the winter, so it's not quite as bad this spring as it was last for some reason.
Which is great. I mean, we did have a more mild winter, so like I said, some people were able to stay more active, but even though we didn't have as much snow, it wasn't like it was beautiful every day. I feel like we've had a lot of cloudiness, so people weren't outside as much. So I just wanted to remind people, you know, even if you're just going out in the yard to shovel leaves for an hour or two, you know, doing some light stretches before you get started, and you might not be breaking a sweat because it's not super hot out, but making sure that you're staying hydrated, because our muscles are made of a lot of water. And so I've definitely felt a lot of people getting dehydrated when they're more active and it's not as hot out. I think people remember to drink water when it's hot because they're sweating. So they're more aware of being thirsty, but they aren't as good hydrating when it is a little bit cooler out and they're being active because they're not sweating as much. So water is a huge thing to help our muscles, not only during the activity, but also the recovery afterwards.
Yeah, I was going to say, so there's a direct correlation with hydration and not feeling so sore after activity.
Oh, definitely. I noticed that big time. And, you know, magnesium is another thing to look at. They say 70-75% of the general population is deficient in magnesium. Even when you get a blood test done for your magnesium levels, that's just the magnesium in your blood, when most of the magnesium sits in our muscles and our bones and other places. So you aren't testing the magnesium levels there. And so magnesium is another thing that's really great to help with muscle recovery that many of us are deficient in. That I've been talking about a lot this week, it seems. As I said, you know, between sports and just getting out in the yard and being more active, I've just been seeing people be more sore. So between staying hydrated, taking magnesium, doing some light stretching, then, of course, getting adjusted, you know, I think that really helps with recovery. I even had someone come in at the beginning of the week, and they were very sore, and they came in yesterday again, and they were like, night and day difference after getting adjusted, just in their body's ability to recover from those stresses.
So regular chiropractic visits, getting plenty of water in our daily activities, whether it's hot or not, those are some of the things that can keep some of the aches and pains we complain about away.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. Because we all want to be active, and I know we all want to have a great summer and be able to keep up with our families doing all sorts of different activities. So making sure that we have a successful transition from a more sedentary winter to a more active spring will ensure that you're able to keep up with your family over the summer.
Outstanding. I know you have an appointment to get to yourself. Dr. Kelly, thanks for this great information going into this weekend. I'm going to have my water bottle by my side.
There you go. You have a great weekend.
You too. Dr. Kelly Milkerrick from our hometown chiropractic center. Make an appointment at 453-5365, located at 1338 North 4th here in Tomahawk. See him on Facebook and like him there, too.